that you, Bob?
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, all Tristan, fun. What are you doing?
I emailed you. I said I was coming. I know. I'm terrible at surprise parties.
You are. Yeah, I'm going to bring you up here. So, guess what? Special guest Tristan gets to look at that.
Hi, everybody. I just took a shower.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad you're clean.
Yeah.
I was a little worried that you'd just show up all dirty.
That's I don't have to. That's Miles' job, right?
Oh, wait. Here's Miles.
The last minute,
Miles shows up. Hold on a second. Okay. I was totally expecting you not to show up, Miles. Hold on a second. I got to switch you out here, Tristan, for just a moment, okay?
You're fine.
Okay.
This is live, right?
This is live. We are going live.
No naughty words? Okay.
You can say whatever you want. That's all right.
Well, let me tell you what I think about Filipino people.
What? Nobody's doing that.
They're great. The food's amazing. Like, that's what I was going to say.
I don't know how to get you over to this spot here, Miles, but this will work. We will make it work. So... I was just starting the show. Tristan showed up. I was playing the music and everything. I was going to go into a whole rant about how Miles' title has left me stranded again.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then what does he do? He shows up. What?
I haven't even heard the first story, and there's a second one.
Yeah. You know, we were just getting started, and he's... Miles has abandoned me here. Normally we talk actually before the show, but we didn't do that. So,
because well, Faithen, can I officially say hi to Miles? Because I know.
Yeah, I don't. Can Miles? Can you talk? I'm not hearing you.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Are you in the bathroom or something? Jesus Christ!
No. No.
So let me introduce. Let me do some. This is going to be a little bit different tonight. Let me do some introductions. There's Tristan over here. Tristan is. I was on his show.
He looks like a cunt.
Back,
oh, absolutely.
The OPS podcast, and I can't remember what the OPS stands for right this moment, Tristan, but you'll tell us what it is.
I appreciate you. At least you're honest about it. It stands for Ordinary People, Extraordinary Stories. Essentially, I tell people I'm Joe Rogan without the MDMA, just, you know, without the elk meat, you know. But
he doesn't have a degree, does he, Joe Rogan?
Yeah, and being based.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say it's honorary, if anything.
I don't know if he actually.
And
has.
He had written me earlier and said, "Hey, what's this thing you're doing?" I said, "Well, just show up."
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
are you drunk, Miles?
Yeah, I'm drinking PBR. Go ahead.
Oh my god.
In the bathtub, PBR in the bathtub.
PBR. Miles is traveling a bit, and he said he was probably going to be late. But I didn't realize he was going to be this late, but.
Now, yeah. Miles, were you the gentleman I spoke to on Facebook?
Probably.
Were you the guy that was acting like Fonzie? You're like, hey!
That's me! Oh, my God! Look at me! Oh, my God! Forget about it! Yeah, I was.
I'm like, who is this chooch?
Oh, no, the chooch words again.
Okay, I'll ask. Have you listened to our episode, or you don't even know me at all?
No clue. We live in separate worlds.
I don't. You look like you should be holding up a sign by the freeway or something.
Oh my gosh, Miles! You ever hear the song "Islands in the Stream"? Yeah, we are islands in the stream. I am one island. He is another island. Yes.
Beautiful.
We can sing along. Hey, Michael. So, I haven't even got to the story yet, Tristan. You hopped in. Miles was late. I was sitting here kind of mopey, going to go on a whole thing about Miles leaving me hanging, and now I got to think of something else to do because he showed up. This is what he does. This is what he does. He lets you down, and then at the last second, he does something, and you're like, he's like a dog who shits on your carpet and then eats it. And you're like, oh, I wouldn't be mad at this dog because he shat on my carpet. But then he ate it and cleaned it up, so.
Hell yeah, dude.
What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? You can't beat a dog that eats shit, can you?
I'm more like Han Solo in episode 4 when he shows up at the end like, all right, kid, you're free. You're ready.
Don't get cocky.
But hey, but that's what I'm saying is that if Han didn't show up, Luke would have been fucked. Like if
Right.
you need this shit eating dog, like he is literally
Thank you.
Brother
yeah,
Han.
Maybe I shouldn't have used that analogy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well, Miles, I will say it's officially nice to meet you. I mean,
it's
he
nice
seems
to meet
like
you.
He was just describing you as the. I know it's the fat man and the straight man. Like it's what's the term? Like he's the wild card, but you keep him straight.
No, he's the wild card.
Yeah,
I'm the wild card. Yeah, I'm the wild card.
Yeah, I am the tried and true.
Tried and true straight man. Absolutely, yeah. It's a. Right. Yeah. He just told many a tall tale. Some I didn't believe. Some I had to see to believe. And you're a man of legend. Is what I'm trying to say.
No,
quit pumping him up because he's an asshole. Because he didn't show up until the last very fucking second. Let's be honest here. He's a total cock, and he needs to be treated that way.
I had to get checked in. You know, I can't just burst into a room and start, you know, podcasting.
Just in the lobby. I mean, the people do it. It's no problem.
There's kids here. There's like some kind of kids convention. What the fuck?
Why are the kids here?
He's traveling. He's at a hotel.
Okay. I was like, not in this conversation.
Well, he says there's kids here. He's been talking around his children like a horrible person for 20 some years, and it doesn't seem to bother him. He gets out in public. Oh, my God, there's children here. I can't say the F word, even though I say it all the time at my house in front of my own children.
It's not a NAMBLA convention, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Now, is that still a thing? Like, I
he's
knew
there.
I
don't what
know.
Are you talking about? He's a, he's
I don't
got
know.
A,
ask
he's wearing
Michael.
A button.
He knows about that.
Yeah. He's wearing a button. He's got a button on.
Or did they just take it coastal and they called it Epstein Island?
I don't know.
Hey, Bob, ask me about what? About what, Miles?
Don't even bring it up, Michael. You're just feeding into his craziness.
Who's the gentleman that just walked in the call?
That's Michael Gardner. He's he does a show called Unscrewed.
Uber Eat.
Yeah. Oh, I don't do no show called Uber Eat. Will you shut the hell up? You're an asshole, Miles. I used to like you, by the way, but you're an asshole.
Savage Unfiltered. That's Savage Unfiltered.
There you go.
Uber Eats. That's funny because you're always getting the Uber Eats, and I did a whole story about how every time I see a DoorDash person, they're coming out of the bathroom in the restaurant that they're picking up to deliver, you know, food, and I'm like, I'm never getting DoorDash because these people probably don't wash their hands. They all look, you know, sketchy, and they're handling your food and eating French fries while they're driving over to your house.
Oh, absolutely. That without a doubt. And you know, if they have to just pee, because I can't tell you how many guys, I've counted them. It's like older white dudes who don't wash their hands after they pee.
Yeah, well, my dick's clean. The
Exactly. Like, I didn't touch my dick.
Oh, God. You know, I just ordered an Uber Eats like an hour ago. I hope the guy didn't masturbate before he fucking gave me my damn order.
If your napkins are sticking together, don't use them.
I hope not.
If he looks like Miles, assume the worst.
Yeah, really. No kidding. Oh, my gosh. We haven't even got to a story yet. Oh my goodness! Do you have a story, Miles, at all?
No.
You know you don't have any story to get there.
No, I was gonna talk through the serial killer thing, but now I'm backing away from it. So.
Oh, okay. Miles is associated historically with a legendary serial killer who keeps getting featured on everything. So.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Actually, there's two. Actually, you have two connections to two serial killers. One of them is through Dan the Weatherman.
Yeah,
that's true.
Miles' good friend, Dan the Weatherman, used to live near John Wayne Gacy, and thankfully he lived as a child.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, he was a kid, like a boy.
Yeah.
Doing...
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, he
man.
Was a boy in the neighborhood.
Because like that sucks. Because that was his. He's prime. Like, priority.
Well, thank God he is ugly.
I am. No,
thank the Lord Jesus, he's an ugly man.
he lived up by Harlem and Higgins, and he goes, I live in the safest neighborhood in Chicago. I'm like, oh, okay. And like 10 minutes later, he's like, hey, do you want to go to Gacy's house? I'm like, ooh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, where's that at? He goes, oh, it's like 5 minutes away.
It's down the street, you know.
I'm like, God. Oh my fucking Jesus.
God damn.
Weird stuff. Dude. So you don't have a story, Miles? You're just floating or what?
No, I was going to tell that story. I just, I don't know. Now you're going to get all weird. You know?
I could talk about serial killers, or I got a subject we can talk about. Like, I could leave.
Tell us your subject, Tristan.
I just saw First Contact, Star Trek First Contact, like two weeks ago.
What have you been frozen in ice for Christ's
bro,
sake?
Bro, like, come on, man. Because I'm not freaking 50, okay? Or however you.
Oh, boy. Wow.
My
but
gosh.
I will say how fun I enjoyed it. Like, to be fair, I have seen First Contact. It just that I was part of the cable age where you took a nap and you woke up halfway through it.
Oh, yeah. Like, well,
you could never watch the first part or the fucking end. but no, I loved it. It was great. This line here, no further, or I can't do Patrick Stewart, but
engage. Number one.
Make it so. Oh
yeah,
it was fun.
Uniforms don't fit. God damn it. The I don't know, Miles. Any comments on First Contact?
I never saw it.
Are you serious? You've never seen it?
No.
Oh my God. He's one of you.
I saw it a long time ago. That's Zeph from Cochrane.
I'm not a big fan of Star Trek either, man. I'm sorry.
Well, Tristan, topic is off the plate already. Just you and I can talk about it. But no one
Bob's a nerd. Bob's a fucking dork just like me.
That's me.
What about Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, let's talk about some classic cinema. Weekend at Bernie's.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
I met Terry Kaiser. He played Bernie. You know, it wasn't always a dead body. My favorite actor, Terry Kaiser. He's a glorious career, Terry Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, Weekend at Bernie's, yeah. I think I remember you, Miles, saying how much you liked Weekend at Bernie's and me having to hold off most of the urban DJs at the radio station from beating the shit out of you.
What the fuck? Okay, tell the story.
Me and Miles used to work at the student radio station in college, and at the time... We had the format was called Churbin, which was half alternative and half urban programming. And so there was people who liked alternative music and people who liked like hip hop and rap and everything.
What the fuck is this called? Churbin?
They called it Churbin because it was actually fairly new at the time as far as the format kind of goes back in the day, as it were. And so I was the promotion director for the radio station at college, and I had an office. I had a cubicle. I have an office. And in my cubicle, Miles would stop by all the time, basically to talk to the receptionist. But anyhow, he would eventually come back to my cubicle.
Man, I tell you what. Was
she hot?
I'm gonna do my belt right now as you tell this story.
Yeah, he would come back to my cubicle when she was preoccupied or missing.
Oh, man.
He was telling me how great Weekend with Bernie's was, and then the next cubicle for me was the urban program director. And he got so angry.
Upset.
Fred, yeah. Fred was like, what the fuck is going on? Who the hell likes that movie? I gotta come over there and whoop your ass. And so there was a whole altercation there in the bullpen at the radio station. Cooler heads prevailed.
Was it just because like you saw Weekend at Bernie's and
hated it? No, because he liked it. He thought it was a great movie.
I said it was a great movie.
And Fred did not think it was a great movie.
That guy's a fucking nerd. I don't like my dead people comedies or whatever.
He was not enamored with the movie at all. It was not his thing.
I can't get over the woman that starts screaming, Bernie! Where the hell are you?
Bernie! Well, the terrible thing is it got a sequel, so...
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, do you remember the...
It's two guys? It's two Bernies? Like,
well, there was, I don't think he ever decayed. He was so pickled.
That's
hey, Michael, do you remember the girl that was looking for the boat keys in the beginning?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh man, oh,
Tanya. Man. What was her name? Tanya or like Tony?
Tanya.
Yeah, was it Connie? Tony Katane was in that movie? What are you saying?
No.
Her name was Tornia. Tornia. I think.
Oh, okay. I'm not remembering this part.
You guys made up that name. That's not.
I think.
Oh no, seriously, it's
yeah,
that's her
right.
name.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Tornia. I'm horny. That's what Larry was saying.
Yeah,
Larry.
Apparently, Miles has stuck that in his spank bank all these years. And
hey, Michael, am I right?
Come yeah, on. You're right. You're right. But my question is, I want to go back to the lady that was like fucking Bernie. Like, how does she not know he was dead? Like, seriously, I'm trying to figure that out 20 something years later.
He's a very relaxed guy.
That's what happened in Clerks, too.
Hey, I was going to say Clerks. Mm-hmm. Technically, it happened in Clerks. So it's like,
yeah.
Miles is just begging about. For that to happen. And eventually, one day, it might.
Well, why not?
Might.
Rick and Mortis penis, dude. That'd be kind of tight. You die, and then someone, you know, fucks your body. But like, based, you know?
Yeah.
Like, wow. I got it even after I died. Like, can't get better than that.
Well, I guess Bernie had a hard on after he's been dead for what, 15 days after that?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, blood's got to go somewhere when you're getting drug around.
And we could have been talking about fucking Star Trek.
Yeah, we could have been talking about. Although not the best Star Trek.
Damn, Star Trek nerds. Yeah.
So, what's the best Star Trek movie then?
Wrath of Khan, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I spit my last breath at thee.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the top. You got to love it.
Did you guys Star Trek at all? I mean, so are we Kirk or Picard kind of people?
Well, they don't even let watch. So I would say I was Kirk for a long time and then Picard. Picard really, he edged it all out. So
dude, wait, Bob, you just said over the top with Stallone?
No, not that. That's over the top acting with Ricardo Montalban.
I would love to see Sylvester Stallone like be in charge of the Enterprise. That would be so good.
Number one,
I am the law.
Oh my God, make it so.
Yeah. Oh my God, you know what's funny is my son just brought in two BB-8s into the room.
Oh really? What?
Yeah.
What is he doing with?
He's
what are you doing?
Them,
what exactly are you guys doing there? Exactly.
I don't know.
Where did he get these things? Did it happen in luggage or?
No, he just kind of brought them with. I guess I don't know.
Miles,
do they blow
the
up or
what,
something?
A hotel or something, buddy?
I'm at a hotel right now. Yeah.
Miles is he's traveling with his son for business, basically.
Can we find out why you're traveling? Can we like be?
No,
we need the 411, Miles. Please.
That, I don't think he's going to tell you that. Obviously, he's got a thing for BB-8.
Please, Miles. Please.
We each get one, Dad.
Mm-hmm. I've been ever so good. Tell me the reason.
hey Miles. We have cousin Sol over here asking too. You know, he needs to know.
Yeah.
Hmm. This has gone way off the rails tonight, hasn't it?
He's plugging it in now.
What?
I'm sorry. It's because I'm here. That's
no. I don't. I think it's because Miles is alive. You know last minute here.
It's alive.
And he doesn't
alive.
Have a story, which is supposed. He usually has a story. I'm trying.
I was going to tell you about my dad's friend.
Well,
the serial killer.
You can still. We can loop
so,
back.
Okay. Okay, so you said your dad was friends with this killer? Like, somehow he didn't die?
My dad was born and raised in Chicago.
80 years ago, my father was born.
Father. And he lived not far from Lincoln Park Zoo.
Okay.
But if you don't know Chicago, don't worry about this. But
yeah.
Miles, this sounds like a Hallmark special.
Yeah, it is. And so, like, my dad, you know, would talk about he like, you know, I don't know, had his own crew and he talked about him sometimes, but he never talked about this one dude very much, right? All right. So flash forward to about 10 years ago, and my mom's getting rid of all of her stuff. She's getting old now. And she's like, you can have this this sword.
What the fuck?
Right?
Like, what it's kind like, of sword are we talking about? Like, classic?
Saber.
Not it's a not saber. A katana. Like a...
I don't think it's like, I don't think it was really used. I think it was more of a wall hanging, but it looks like kind of like an old cavalry sword. Maybe like
okay.
Like a saber.
Cutlass or something? Or that,
I don't know. And, ceremonial saber kind of situation.
Yeah. And she goes, well, yeah, it's kind of got a little history. I go, what? She goes, well, your dad stole this from the Tylenol killer.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm like,
do you guys know the Tylenol killer story?
I do. No. I do know that, but the fact that he took it from a serial killer is ballsy. Like,
and so the early 80s, there was a series of poisonings around Chicago.
In Tylenol, specifically.
Tylenol, specifically Tylenol. It killed like eight people, I think, six or eight people.
Okay.
And there was like, I don't know, about three suspects, and they were kind of eliminated over time. And this is not the main suspect, but this guy had, you know, some interesting stuff, like how to poison people, stuff in his house. And he bought tickets to like Thailand and shit ready to go. You know, he had, there was some stuff up with this dude, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he for a time was a suspect. And although he was cleared, like people were razzing him at work, you know, like, oh, yeah. And he thought he knew who had kind of turned him in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, I know Bob Lament, who owns that bar, turned me in, and I'm going to go kill Bob Lament.
Wasn't really right? me. It was somebody else named Bob Lament.
No, no. So he waits outside, and he thinks he sees Bob Lament exiting. It turns out it's really Michael.
Right?
Michael. I think he's just using people here as examples.
Michael has nothing to do with this whatsoever, but he's convinced, and so he blows away Michael.
Oh, wow.
So he does. So he goes to jail anyway. But anyway, the point is, my mom's like, oh, yeah, your dad was like high school friends with this guy. I'm like, bullshit. And like she sends me pictures of them together, you know, and like, holy shit. It was like four pictures of them together, you know. Like, you know, I don't know if they're at prom or I don't know where they were or something.
Fucking A, dude.
It was weird. It was so bizarre. I go, what?
He totally looks like it. Like looking at his pictures, this James Lewis kind of guy, bro. He like, I'm surprised he didn't kill kids. Or did he kill kids?
Yeah. Like, well, James Lewis is considered the main suspect to it, but right. This is a different dude.
This is a different guy.
This is Roger Arnold.
Yeah. Miles, would this guy be worse than the Zodiac killer? Or does he fit in that caliber?
This
guy's just poisoning people, you know. Whoever actually did it.
Whoever did it, yeah.
Does he have a theme song like, you know, like, does it go like in the beginning with Tylenol Killer?
You have a killer headache.
But no, my mom was like, oh, yeah, this guy went nuts in high school. Like someone was teasing him and this dude like attacked him. He had grown out his fingernails and he literally just attacked the guy with his fingernails.
Fuck, that's crazy.
And like no one ever fucked with this kid again, man, because he went nuts on this dude.
Like this guy, I posted a link in the chat. So this guy, I've seen this guy's picture before, but this was always like memes about like never do meth because you'll look like this guy.
Who is this? Oh, no, it's a Unabomber. Yeah. That's different. Okay. Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this dude. Yeah, this dude was different, man.
No, oh, yeah, I think I'm trying to remember. There's pictures on Facebook that you posted, didn't there, Miles?
Yeah.
Miles is on his phone. He can't really look at anything. Yeah, he's posted the pictures on Facebook at some point in time of this guy.
I put him on TikTok as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a great plug for Stack Radio. Check out your TikTok, bro.
Yeah.
What's segue?
Hey, what's your segue? It's called TikTok Radio, man. Yeah.
Ooh. Dude, TikTok Radio. Check it out.
You can see all the pictures that Miles only fans page there.
Yeah. If you're 18 or older,
along with his hairy
19.
Ass.
19. I'm gonna say 19.
Miles I've superimposed me next to him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not. But see, the since Tristan is new here, and maybe Michael doesn't know this either, but Miles actually went to high school with Andy Richter, whose real name is not Andy Richter. It's Andy Swanson.
Oh, get out of here. Did he really?
Yeah.
No, I don't like to talk about that.
Because he made fun of him, and he doesn't like talking about it.
Once. No, he told me to shut up once when I was a little kid. He goes, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
Was he a little fat kid? Like, was he just like an annoying little fat kid?
It was a jagoff. I don't know. He had like a little smirk on his face. He'd sit there with his Talking Heads T-shirt. You know,
he liked the Talking Heads, yeah. Andy Richter.
Miles, were you bullied back then, Miles?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I can't even. Yeah, you don't even want to know, man. You don't even want to know.
Oh, bullied. Oh man, you're like the nerdy guy from Stand By Me, right? Corey Feldman with the black sunglasses.
Don't get me started
too far, bro.
Now the other thing is Miles has hung out with Corey Feldman. Get out of town. There's all these.
These
crazy connections. You just throw them out.
I saw him at a bar. Yeah.
And the loony from Screwville. What do you say in that movie? The old guy from the fucking junkyard.
Yeah. Loony.
Oh, Stand By Me. Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny though.
One time, Bob was trying to get Will Wheaton on the show.
Yes, I did. Okay. I had successfully convinced Will Wheaton to talk to us pre-podcasting. Yes,
lovely, lovely. And, but you couldn't get him.
And what happened, Miles?
Well, you know, I didn't want him to take all the glory, so maybe I go, well, maybe I'll get involved in on this. You know,
yeah,
bad.
And I'm like, hey, Will, of all the four characters, which one you think had like the smallest penis?
And that was the end of Will Wheaton ever being on the show.
Man.
Oh, Miles, you just butchered that fucking appearance, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah, he was going to do it. He was going to be on. This is whenever he wasn't even working.
That would have helped so much because, I mean, he's clickable. People, you know.
Well, this is when he wasn't. Nobody really cared about him at this point. This is after he left Star Trek and everything. And
No, I have a better one.
What's that?
I got a better one. Okay, so, long time ago. My wife and I went out. We had a babysitter. We come back, and the babysitter's got a weird look on her face, and she's like, "Mr. Skin called looking for Miles."
Hell yeah! What the fuck? Are you talking about the website, right?
This is like a young high school girl, I'm like, "Oh my fucking Jesus!"
Yeah, we did have Mr. Skin on the show, though.
That was our best guest. No offense, guys, but
I want to confirm. Mr. Skin, as in, like, wasn't that the celebrity nudity website?
Correct. Like, way back when, when he was.
Don't ask me how I know. I read it in magazines. I heard about it on the news.
He was doing Howard Stern's show at the time, and I contacted him, and I think I gave him Miles' phone number for some reason.
No, you did.
That's funny.
And he called Miles to set up this thing, and he did finally end up doing the show with us. And then he got berated by Howard Stern.
Wait, why?
Because Howard Stern was like, why are you going on these other shows giving away all this good material?
I wanted to ask him, like, Ruth Gordon, you know, Naked and stuff like that. Which we talked about
Harold and Maude. And Harold and Maude, did you ever see Ruth Gordon's muff?
Oh, God. Do you see it?
Really old woman.
Thank God. I've seen Harold and Maude. I remember someone recommending that movie, and I had no idea what I was getting into. Yeah, and I was like, oh, God, they're not going to. Oh, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Total guilt action, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Goodness gracious me.
There you go.
Yeah, all the bullshit Bob's pulled on me. Yeah.
What are you. Projection. So anyway, I don't even have a story tonight. I'm trying to think of one here, but so does anybody else have a story? Tristan, you got a story kind of like the serial killer story or anything like that?
I got some stuff for sure. Well, I will say, ask about the Mr. Skin thing. Like, did he Did you guys ask good questions? Because I feel like he was a fun guest.
You can look it up. Just go do a Google for Static Radio Mr. Skin. You'll find it.
Did he have a top five, like, his favorite nude celebrities?
We did ask him that for that time period.
He was talking about Gina Gershon all the time. Man, that guy's got to think of Gina Gershon.
Okay. Because like I said, I may have heard that website, and I think Salma Hayek would easily be top three.
Yeah, I think she might have been on there that time. And, this would be a while ago, so this is, you know, this would be sometime in the early 2000s.
He gave us free passes. He gave us free passes, and Bob completely abused it. It was disgusting.
What did you do, Bob? What happened?
No, he gave us a free pass, and I could never get on there because somebody else had already logged in and left himself logged in all the time.
Best year of my life.
Because this was the year that Kirsten Dunst was in Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man movie. What year was that, Tristan? Can you recall?
Like, I think it was around 2003. I have Google right here.
And I called it as the year of the nip, but Mr. Skin was not in total agreement with that, but...
Yeah,
because she was nipping out. A lot of people.
I'm aware. Actually, I didn't notice until they re-showed that movies in theaters, and I'm like, dude, are those Kirstie Dunst nips right there, bro? There, like, is it a cold alley in the middle of New York?
There you go. No, but do you have a story first, like something that happened to you, Tristan, recently, or do you have a famous person that you've had encounters with? Present company excluded.
I'm trying to think because unfortunately my kitty cat died a couple weeks ago.
Oh my god! Why are you bring everybody down, Tristan?
Yeah, dude.
Michael Odom with Uber Eats. Jesus Christ!
No, I guess I'll ask how was your guys' Father's Day? I mean, did you guys have like a?
Oh, I can talk about that because So, you know, you would think I have two children, Tristan, and so. You would think that I would have gotten some acknowledgement of the Father's Day. I got texts from two other friends. Oh. I ended up texting Miles, who then texted me back all before either one of my children said anything. Now, my daughter does live in California, so she has a 2-hour time thing, but she finally texts me later in the day. And then my son, when he finally gets up, I see him. And his mother goes, are you going to tell your dad Happy Father's Day? And he goes, not yet. He eventually did say something, but not at that moment. It was around 1 o'clock or something.
That's hilarious. He sounds like a smarmy kind of, he sounds like one of yours for sure.
Oh, thank you. Now I don't know how to take that at all. But yeah, so my Father's Day was, you know, wondering why. That was my Father's Day.
Okay. Total suckage. Miles,
I don't know if you have any kids. Suckage, you,
blame any, blast anybody in the uterus?
No.
Blast anybody in the uterus.
Is that the
vernacular these days?
You know what the kids are talking about.
Yes.
But. Yeah, no, I got to visit my wife during her garage sale with her best friend, so I got to do that.
That was your father's day? Your kid, your sons didn't say anything to you? Yeah.
No, the next day we did, but we had, I don't know, we had turkey and stuffing yesterday. I don't know.
Today's
why.
The next That's day.
Why. Yeah.
It's today. The next day is now. This is the next day, right?
Well,
now.
No, Saturday. I mean, Saturday was like the garage sale.
And, oh, okay.
Yesterday.
So on actual
Bob,
Father's Day.
I think Miles forgot the day of the week already.
Yeah, I don't.
I know.
He's it's apparently Thursday, sitting on BB-8's head.
Yeah,
it's Thursday. That's when it is, right? Today's Thursday.
I don't know. I'm gonna time zone.
Last time I checked, it was Sunday, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Michael, I know Michael has fathered someone. Did you get any? He has.
Have I fathered somebody?
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
What's that?
Any acknowledgement from your spawn?
Well, my son didn't wish me a happy Father's Day, and that's unpleasant, but you know, it's all right. But my daughter actually visit, and she treated me out to a very nice dinner over at the Capitol Grill. And
hell yeah, brother. Get it. There you go. Fist bump.
I ate like a champ. Definitely ate like a champ. Oh, yep.
Good for you. Lucky you. There you go.
Yeah. Had a great Father's Day.
Tristan, I don't know how many where you're at in the uterus blasting stage.
Well, I have two dads, so I'm just kidding.
Greg Evigan and Paul Reiser? Holy moly.
No, we're trying. Let's just say that we're trying, you know. Dude, absolutely. It's fun practicing, you know, cuz on one end I get to I hate that term, blast from the. I know I said that. I just
you brought it up. I didn't.
When you repeated it, I'm like, that's awful. But I got to hang out with my dad virtually. I guess he's a gamer, and we got to play a game together for like 3 hours. It was fun.
Wow, yeah. Interactive. Look at that.
Hey Tristan, I got a question with this gaming over 30.
Okay.
What's up with that? I see a lot of people over 30 years old still gaming.
It's the cheapest hobby, waste of time. It's a decent investment, and it's, you know, it's a puzzle. Some people make it their personalities, and that sucks. But it's to be frank, it's a very lucrative business. I mean, have you seen how much a streamer makes?
I'm in my mid 40s. I don't have time to play video games, but I'm gonna take your word for it though.
Let me just say, let me ask, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? Well, I'm a podcaster / entertainer / movie extra actor.
Bro, if anything, jump on in, man. Start playing some video games.
Get on Twitch.
I don't have time. I don't have time to play video games. Bob knows that. I just got done having a recording with him the other day, and I'm trying to slow down a little bit, Tristan. I'm burning myself out, dude.
Well, might I suggest a video?
How about a little Fallout? Fallout 76?
Yeah, I was just playing 4 the other day. Have you guys seen the show?
I watched the show.
You like it?
I loved it. It's fun. Walton Goggins doesn't really make bad stuff typically.
So let me get this straight. You create, I guess, shows through your gaming. Is that what you pretty much do?
It's basically
talk, right?
Yeah, it's you have the camera on you. Usually people have a green screen, and then you're over just gameplay. But people, people stream for all kinds of reasons. Some people, Miles would like this. It's called bathtub streaming. They'll literally be a girl in a bikini, just chilling in the tub, and men will pay her like thousands of dollars. It's disgusting.
I don't think.
Why do you think he's?
Why would you think I'd like that?
Why do you think he's so poor? He's the one paying.
No, my raging case of ED.
All his cards are maxed out. He's paying minimum payments for all these.
I don't know, Bob. The last I heard, Miles is living the life. Right? He has that lime life type of society of a culture.
I do.
He's living the life.
Care to explain? I feel like I'm missing out on the story.
If you want no responsibilities and, then Miles.
Look at Miles, man. He's hanging out with the soap girls. He's hanging out with all these different types of celebrities. Yeah. My God, man.
Michael, if you ever get a chance with the soap girls, man, please.
hey, Miles. Well, you know I live down here in Florida, so tell them to come down to Florida, come in the studio. We'll do a live in studio appearance.
Oh yeah, Miles, that's right. They could be down in Florida. How's that?
You will not be disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah,
but like the performance, we're talking about an exclusive. We talked about this before. They're the performers that perform naked, right?
Yeah, they get naked a lot.
Whoa!
Well, you got naked as well, Miles, but that's a whole other situation.
Well, yeah, but
dude, they're babes. Damn, they like. Do they rock? Do they like?
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're very well endowed entertainers, Tristan.
Oh no, I'm reviewing. It's you and Kidden. It's,
you know what's funny was I was talking to one and I had my shirt off and I had like this diabetic patch on my arm, and this lady, you would have thought I was dying of like something horrible. She's like, "I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry that you're such a fat bloke with a patch on your arm.
You have so much to live for."
That's so funny.
You look like Oliver Reed.
It's okay. It's
dude,
all right.
It sounds like the Soap Girls should stream, man. They'd make a killing, dude.
Maybe they do. Mm-hmm. This is all Miles and his buddy Jeff are into that.
Yeah, my weird friend Jeff made me go to it. So
yeah, you always blame everybody. You're so always putting other people out in front of the oncoming car.
He's like, "Go, it's my birthday, man. I want you to go.
Can't you go with me?"
So I told my wife for our 30th anniversary, I wanted to take her out to see a band. And she's like, "Oh, okay." Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I did not tell her.
It was a Soap Girl. Oh, Miles. She took the picture of him with his shirt off and everything.
Miles, where'd you take your wife to, man?
A horrible dive bar that was featuring the Soap Girls.
I think if she can do anything to keep his paws off her, she's happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And hey, Miles, keep your filthy paws off of her.
You damn dirty ape.
I'm going to tell you what, that shirt came off, but midway through, man.
Yeah. Well, that's like Tuesday for you. You're always stripping down.
That's hilarious. So that's happening tomorrow, then, is what you're saying.
Actually, they were supposed to be playing here tonight. And their visas got fucked up, so now they can't go to the United States. I'm like, oh,
you have to wait. But yeah, Michael, you should invite them in. Miles can.
Well, how about this? How about this, Bob? If I get the Soap Girls on Savage Unfiltered, I'll invite both you and Miles. You'll show up, Bob, but I don't know about Miles because he's been telling me the last four fucking times. Oh, yeah, I'll come up on Savage Unfiltered.
He barely showed up tonight. What do you expect?
I don't even do my own podcast.
Hey, brother, if you need a guest, man, I will gladly go and make an idiot out of myself. I'm doing it now. Do it here.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Oh, my goodness. Well, guys, let's close it out. We normally don't go this long, so I'm just like, holy moly, people are never going to listen to all this. But thanks, everybody, for being here. And anybody want to say, give us a one-word sign-off. Tristan.
Hope.
Michael.
Yeah.
Well, hope. Let's hope to see the next one. How's that?
All right.
Amen, brother. Hell
Miles,
yeah.
Anything?
Tristan needs a man bun, I think.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I will send you pictures. I've had a man bun phase. It's I won't disappoint, my friend. I'm a messy.
Okay, I want to see him.
You look like a damn janitor. You got to clean it up a little bit, buddy.
On that note,
he's like Paul Giamatti or something.
I get that all the time. God, you guys are so bad.